This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The sound of the drums means the sound of the weekend. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bang it hard. Yeah. Man, we are here to start the day to pump you up. Happy holidays. Love and hugs and kisses all around. We love the people that support us. We love all the fine folks that advertise on the station. And of course, couldn't do any of it if we didn't have great listeners like
yep.
you. So thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead. Pat yourself on the back. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Not you, Greg.
Oh, sorry.
Gosh.
I listen.
All about Greg.
I listen to the show every morning.
When it's not about Bob, it's about Greg.
Well, a little percentage in there.
So. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what do we got going on here? But the news covered the killer being caught pretty well. They went a little bit further in depth, so maybe I don't need to. But, yes, the killer's caught. He is dead, found dead in a warehouse in Salem, New Hampshire, a place that he had rented, I think, all the way back in November. This guy, Neves Valente, was a student at Brown University in the fall of 2000 to the spring of 2001. During that time, he studied physics. He withdrew in 2003. He also went to school with the MIT professor. They went to school together in Portugal. Okay, and yes, police very much now believe that he murdered that professor, Lorio, as well. And, yep. He was a Portuguese national with a last known address in Miami. Police said he was a legal permanent resident of the U.S., a winner of the, I guess, the visa lottery, if you want to call it that.
Yep.
And Christy Noem is looking into that. In fact, I believe she put the whole program on hold temporarily. So that's probably a good thing. And I don't know if this is done or not, but as part of that whole MIT thing, when people were looking at the possibilities of, you know, what happened, this guy was in his house.
Right.
Comes in, and it's obviously like a type of hit, one mm-hmm. would think. It wasn't right. a robbery or anything. But Israeli officials are reportedly investigating a possible Iranian connection to the murder of senior MIT nuclear science professor Nuno Lorio, who was reportedly shot in his home on the evening by, now they say, unknown assailants, plural, and died in the hospital a few hours later. This guy was a big deal when it comes to all things nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a big, big deal.
Smart guy.
Knew his stuff. He was a director of the Plasma Science and Fusion Center at MIT. Yeah, there's not too many dopey folks at MIT. They might be weird, but they're definitely brilliant
yes.
weird. You
yes,
know,
they are. Brainiacs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And anyway, let's see. This guy was born and raised in Portugal, earning an undergraduate degree in Lisbon, PhD from Imperial College in London, spent several years Institute for Plasmas and Nuclear Fusion in Lisbon before moving to the U.S. So Israel investigating a possible Iranian tie, and that could still be in play, if you will, because so far they haven't really given us a motive for the murders.
Mm-hmm.
So again, with time and the investigation deepening, and hopefully they'll be able to give us some clearer answers on that whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. It is interesting, though, when they, at first, you know, law enforcement said, there's no connection between that and, you know, murder's, what, 50, 80 miles away.
Right.
MIT professor. It's like, why would you rule that out? The guy that murdered the students
mm-hmm.
was on the loose. And it's not that far of a drive.
You flew threw a flag on that play, on that comment.
I did.
Immediately, you're like, how can they assume that that's the case? I mean, really?
And I don't know why they put themselves in. Yeah, why put yourself in that position? I don't know. Greg Biffle, NASCAR legend. Oh, yeah. Guys won so many races. I think 19 majors. He and his family killed in an awful plane crash. This happened in North Carolina, and there was a chilling text that Christina Biffle, the wife, sent. She was on the plane, unfortunately, sent a text to her mother, and basically she said, "We're in trouble," and that was the last she heard from her.
So sad.
You've got you've got the dad, Greg. You've got Christina. You've got the 14-year-old daughter Emma and 5-year-old son Ryder, and you can imagine, just absolutely devastated. They were headed to Florida for a birthday trip. I believe Sarasota was where they were headed, and I guess he was considered semi-retired NASCAR driver, but he really made an additional name for himself through his humanitarian efforts, made headlines when he flew into Western North Carolina after Hurricane Helene to help with relief efforts. He gave himself for the betterment of our community. He spent countless hours of his time helping the citizens of North Carolina during the disasters that followed Hurricane Helene. And definitely a loss there on several different levels.
Yeah.
It is sad.
Beautiful family. Just, so tragic.
Yep. Patriot Games have been announced, 250th anniversary. These will be high school athletes competing. I think they're still fleshing some of this out and how that's going to occur, but it's all part of the 250th year celebration that is going to be taking place all this coming year, and I look forward to this. There's going to be some great things, I think, going on. It's going to be interesting as well. A mass shooting to talk about was the one that took place in Australia. Obviously, the Australian government is touting tougher hate speech laws and also talking about tougher gun control laws. This is a country that has some of the strictest gun control laws already, and it was ineffective in stopping that massacre.
And as far as the hate speech, it seems like they've really not done much to be defensive of all of the Israelis at all when it comes to, I mean, some of the comments that some of the politicians have made. I think that's kind of weird.
There is, I think it's fair to say that there is anti-Semitism that has kind of grown,
yes,
if you will, in Australia, according to many, many reports. So, the whole idea, hate speech, you know, who's the judge of hate speech? That's where it gets tough. All right. Hey, quickly, remember the Wisconsin judge who helped an illegal immigrant run out the back door basically to escape ICE? Okay. Here's the story. Wait, I wrote down a
headline.
She's
been in some hot water over this whole thing.
And it was a great headline. Oh, ICE capades.
Oh.
I got to give the New York Post credit.
Okay, that was good.
But the judge?
Yeah.
Convicted.
Love it.
Thursday, a felony obstruction of justice for helping a violent illegal migrant evade federal immigration agents following a court appearance earlier this year. It's the Milwaukee County judge, Hannah Dugan, faces up to 5 years in prison following her misguided attempt to assist Mexican national Eduardo Flores Ruiz after immigration and ICE enforcement agents showed up specifically to detain him April the 18th. Prosecutor said Dugan initially confronted the agents and directed them away from her courtroom after being shown a warrant.
Warrant
for Flores Ruiz. Then led Flores Ruiz and his attorney through her courtroom's jury door. This is a non-public area of the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Ha. Yeah. Sneaking Sally through the alley. Whole new
meeting
now.
What do you think you're going to get? I mean, come on. You know that there's a warrant. You're a judge, for goodness sakes. And you're going to play games like that with ICE? No.
Well, you know, play silly games, get some silly prizes, and it could include 5 years in the pen. I doubt it. It will come to that. But she was found guilty, and it is a felony.
Oh, good.
Yep. And jurors acquitted her of a misdemeanor count of concealing an individual to prevent his arrest, but found her guilty of the more serious obstruction charge. So, good. Good. And we'll see what the outcome's going to be in terms of sentencing.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah. Who are you to be judge of me or judge of anything? Right?
Yeah. Big time.
Case closed, Your Honor.
There you go.
Slam the door and throw away the key. At least for a little while.
Yeah. A few years.
Time now for What's Bugging You. A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Call now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy holidays, my friends. Merry Christmas, 722 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You. Might as well air it out, get it off your chest, and you know, feel better over the weekend, et cetera. All right? Don't carry that baggage around. You got to forgive. You got to let it go. But first, it starts by telling us what's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is analysts and politicians on television misusing the term decimated. Constantly do that. Decimated is from an old Roman term, which means to remove one-tenth, and it was usually a punishment for a unit that had misbehaved in battle, and they were one out of every 10 men would be either beaten or killed or whatever. Anyway, it was punishment, and it was 10%. But politicians constantly say, you know, this tornado struck Hooterville, and the town was decimated. Well, that would mean that every, you know, 10th building or whatever in town was destroyed. But they just use it wildly, you know, in awkward situations that don't really have any relevancy to the term itself.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you. You're right. They interchange that with, like, wiped out or completely destroyed, when you're absolutely right. DESA, that stands, or DECA, whatever, stands for 10. And, yeah, if you decimated the you know, the army you were going against, you basically killed or maimed like 10% of the army.
How ironic is it they use it for something to be totally wiped out when it's only 10%?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big contrast.
Decimated ISIS. So you got 10%.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good start, right?
Yeah, but it is. Yeah, you're right.
That is
funny. It is misused often. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I wish Trump would create a commemorative $250 bill for the birthday, but what's bugging me is related to the Claudio Valente case. First of all, I didn't even notice that there was a Salem in New Hampshire aside from Massachusetts. But secondly, the whole scene sounds very similar to Silence of the Lambs, where Hannibal Lecter instructed Jodie Foster to, you need to look inside yourself, where they ended up finding a body inside the storage area, and it just kind of sounds a little bit eerily similar to that, almost like it was all pre-planned.
Well, thanks for taking a creepy event and making it creepier by mentioning one of the creepiest movies that I have ever seen, although your synopsis may be correct. We don't need movies anymore because we have real life awful things that are going on. Yes, I did. I created a little confusion when I shared some of the story earlier, because I have been in Salem, New Hampshire. It's not too far from the Massachusetts border, actually, and my experience there was just not a good one. I just got a bad vibe, and we did not stay there very long at all. And it just happened to be the place where this killer, the alleged killer, that killed the students at Brown, and also the MIT professor, it's believed, that's where he had rented this place in advance and made it like his little headquarters. And, yeah, I think he pre-planned his own demise as well. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I was reading into the case. It was a couple weeks ago, a few weeks ago, that Marion County had arrested a man in Marion Oaks for not registering as a felon. And he had killed a little boy in a home invasion who was 6 years old. And people wonder why he got out. Well, he was, because he was not guilty of that little boy's death because of insanity. But he was convicted of all the other crimes of attacking the rest of the family. So here's my problem with it. If he's insane, then he's insane for all of it. If he's not insane, he's not insane for all of it. Ooh. I don't see how they can get one not guilty for the worst part, but guilty for all the rest. Because, you know, I mean, unless he was there for 5 hours, you can't say that, well, he was insane for 1 second, not for the rest. And that bugs me, because it seems like nowadays juries are very uneducated and they are fickle and they are swayed easily. And that really bugs me, because there's some people out there that are not a jury of my peer. And I don't think they need to be on a jury. That's it. Have a good day, guys.
No, thanks for bringing that to light.
Yeah,
I'm with you. And here's my thought. If you got off of a capital murder case due to anything related to insanity, then at the very least, you should be kept under lock and key in like a state like hospital facility, and of which you would spend quite a lot of time there before they say you're cured or whatever.
Because what if you have another moment of insanity that you're not guilty of?
Yeah, that's,
I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
frustrating.
Yeah, if you're insane, you should be locked up.
Yeah.
If you're not insane, well, you should be locked up because you're guilty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Yeah. If I was king for the day.
Ah, Trump's the king, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Never miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nothing like a holly jolly Christmas, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, not one or the other.
You get both.
Both.
Yeah, holly and jolly.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second.
Wait now, Bob. Where
Hold
are you going?
On.
Hey.
It is 7:36 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top stories. The killer has been caught. The alleged killer, of course, found dead, self-inflicted gunshot wound, Salem, New Hampshire, at a warehouse there. Also believe that he is very, very possibly, very likely to be the same person who killed the professor from MIT in his home. So, yeah, as things continue to come out about this whole thing, we'll continue to share more information. But also, Greg Biffle, the NASCAR star, he and his family killed a tragic plane crash, and he did a lot of philanthropic work, including helping out the victims of Hurricane Helene that, you know, wiped out parts of western North Carolina. So that's sad, and prayers for his extended family and for them. It's just... this is one of those awful things.
Oh, yeah. And the timing, it's always worse around the holidays, it feels like. So, I don't know.
Yeah, nobody, you know, what do you do? Like, you don't know that that day is coming. You just don't even want to fathom that this tragedy is possible. And then it occurs.
Yeah.
It just, I guess the lesson for us earthlings that are still here is, you know, treat each other in a positive way. You might not see that person again. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is that, you know, he's going to be known, obviously, for his expertise in racing cars, but just as much known for him helping out people. He flew his own helicopter to bring supplies and other things into that area that was, you know, that was remote because, well, roads were missing. So, anyway, yep, he'll be missed in the NASCAR world and beyond. Zoran Mamdani.
Oh, he hasn't been in
one of our favorite socialists.
The headlines for
back,
a few days.
We've got him back in the headlines.
Okay.
Got him back in the headlines. Now look, you know, he's not mayor yet, but he is incoming mayor. He's the mayor-elect, right? So what are you going to do? You're going to put together a staff. You got to appoint some people. Already ran into a little bit of problem. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, look, you've got to, you know, find people. And hopefully they have the skill set that you're looking for. And hopefully they haven't said stupid things on social media.
Uh-oh.
Which is precisely what Catherine Alamont DaCosta apparently did. Yeah. Now, she had an appointment. She was going to be... once she was actually... the Anti-Defamation League are the folks that discovered this stuff. All right, so Zoran Mamdani picks his friend Catherine DaCosta to be part of the staff.
Okay.
But then somebody did some digging.
Oh, no.
And apparently she said things including money-hungry Jews. This was on texts and social media and stuff. Money-hungry Jews and defunding NYPD piggies.
Wow.
Piggies.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's who should be working in the mayor's office?
Yep. Promoted to the upstairs office today, working alongside these rich Jewish peeps.
Wow.
She tweeted out at one time. Oh, here's one. You ready for this? In June of 2012, DaCosta posted, quote, "Far Rockaway train is the Jew train." Yeah. Yeah, anytime you say Jews and trains together, that is not going to be a good thing.
No.
And, now the post remained up, actually, as far as until yesterday afternoon,
from
when she finally deleted the account.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Before the account went dark, the ADL asked if Mamdani's team knew about them, if they were excused, and how they'd respond to similar messages in the future. Her social media footprint includes posts from more than a decade ago that echo classic anti-Semitic tropes and otherwise demean Jewish people. That's what the ADA, the ADL's post on X reads, tweeting about money-hungry Jews is indefensible. Huh. We appreciate DaCosta has relationships with members of the Jewish community, but her posts require immediate explanation, not just from Ms. DaCosta, but also from the mayor-elect. Within just a few hours of all that coming out, DaCosta had resigned from the forthcoming gig, saying that she had become a distraction. I spoke with the mayor-elect this afternoon, apologized, expressed my deep regret for my past statements. These statements are not indicative of who I am. As the mother of Jewish children, I feel a profound sense of sadness and remorse at the harm these words have caused. As this has become a distraction from the work at hand, I've offered my resignation. She previously worked under former Mayor Bill de Blasio's administration for its census team, and she'll be leaving her current job as head of culture. What? Head of culture at the orchestra to bring top talent into Mamdani's administration. That's what she was supposed to be doing. Yeah. Yeah. Not good. Not flattering at all.
No.
Yeah, but we're not. Are we really shocked by that?
No, not a bit.
This anti-Semitism that we know Mom Donnie's been guilty of.
Mm-hmm.
So why should we be outraged when somebody's picked to be part of a staff? Yeah. So, you know, the people that voted for this guy.
Oh.
Is there any regret? I doubt it. Unfortunately,
well,
I doubt it.
I think it's too soon and they don't know yet.
Well, that very well.
It's going to bite them.
Yeah, that's reasonable. That's, yeah.
Especially all the ones who wanted the freebie handouts, the stuff that's not going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not going to be happy.
Listen to this. This guy's a hero. New York Fire Commissioner that died. Listen to this. A veteran cop whose retirement included taking up the mantle as his town's resident fire commissioner suffered a fatal heart attack Saturday while rescuing a young hiker stranded in the Catskill Mountains.
Wow.
Michael Joseph Ryan, 61, responded to an SOS signal in Panther Mountain late Saturday alongside firefighters with the Phoenix Volunteer Fire Department. They located a 20-year-old hiker from New Jersey who had injured his ankle. While the team was helping the hiker scale the rest of the 3,700-foot mountain, Ryan went into cardiac arrest. And forest rangers with the State Department of Environmental Conservation, who had already responded to assist the injured hiker, they rushed to Ryan's aid and began CPR. And, they all carried Ryan down the rest of the mountain at the base. Local paramedics repeatedly tried to resuscitate him, sped him to the nearby hospital, which was 23 miles away from the mountain. And you can probably imagine, not 23 straight miles. But he later died at the hospital. He was a Brooklyn native. Ryan started his decades of service with the U.S. Air Force, completed 3 deployments in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iraq. He was lauded with high honors, including Rock Medal, Air Force Expeditionary Medal, Global War on Terrorism Medal. Shortly after his active duty ended, he joined the Kingston Police Department, where he remained for 25 years. And so this guy is a real-life hero and lost his life while trying to rescue somebody. So, and this guy, that's, there you go. You're looking for a definition of a hero?
Yep.
There's one of them right there. So, I'm going to start making up stories, really upbeat, positive stories.
Really?
Yeah, if I can't find them,
yeah,
I'm going to make them up.
Well, I mean, and especially we're leading into Christmas week and everything, so why not?
Yeah.
We'll get you a dispensation of grace on the lying part, because it was all for a good cause.
Yeah, if you want to call in and tell us what your favorite Christmas gift of all time was, you could do that.
Yeah, you got some memories. Yeah, you can share them. Absolutely.
You can share them. 877-975-9825. Currently, it is 7:45, and you're listening to The Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky. That is the best I've ever sung. You're welcome. Who is that? Is that your buddy Bublé?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Michael Bublé?
Yes.
And you recently got to see a concert featuring his music and stuff, right?
Yeah, it was actually last night. Was at the Riley for that, and a very cool event. Anthony Bernasconi is the guy's name. And he's supposed to be like the top Bublé tribute artist, if you will. And he did a really cool Christmas show last night at the Riley. So
and knowing Greg, his very critical ears, and I mean that in a in a good way, and he passed the test, and you said he was
very good,
quite talented.
It was a great show, yeah. The hot wife, Jen, and I, and another couple went out and had a little dinner there just south of the square downtown Ocala, and then went over and saw a great show. Made for a very short night, though. I'm running on about a little under 4 hours of sleep this morning.
Well,
so if I do anything, if I mess up, I'm blaming it on I'm blaming it on that. But yeah,
I got your back. You know that. I would never highlight any error that you made. Well, not publicly.
Right.
Just like you. You're pretty good about wait until I said something stupid and then mic's off. Then you go, yeah, you were wrong on that, or that was stupid.
Well,
or,
but you know, I'm just trying,
or,
I
you know, there's a
the
Salem in both New Hampshire and in Massachusetts. Actually, the boss had to.
Yeah, the executive producer phoned that one in.
Just in case.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't aware. The killer was caught, and I'm talking about Brown University killer, and also it's believed he killed the MIT professor, but self-inflicted gunshot wound, I guess.
Maybe he was more found than caught in that case, you know?
In Salem, New Hampshire, Hampshire, which is right across, not too far from the Massachusetts border, and I was there over the summer, and I did get not a good vibe from that town.
That's interesting. How do you get a feeling about things, places? Yeah.
Yeah, and it is interesting, too, because one of our neighbors had actually specifically said, oh, you got to visit that town. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. And I guess I sort of saw what they would consider kind of the cute part.
Yeah.
And there was some kind of little festival going on. And actually, the part that I experienced wasn't right in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So maybe the vibe's unfair. Maybe the vibe had more to do with a certain area and a building that I had to use than... Yeah, it was like it was one of those little malls that probably was kind of a cool mall back in the day.
Right.
And now it's filled with businesses that are, not your typical mall businesses.
Right.
The secondary, I don't know what you call
it. They're not tier one here.
Exactly.
Right.
Like tertiary, third tier.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Hey, U.S. Marshals led Operation Northern Lights. Results in the recovery and locations of 43 missing children.
Wow.
Good work.
That's awesome.
Yep. In conjunction with numerous law enforcement partners, including Alachua County Sheriff's Office, led a missing child operation in December, resulted in recovery of 43 critically missing children from 14 counties all across North Florida. Like our backyard.
Mm.
Who would think, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, they did a great job, and they used social services and the medical community, non-governmental organizations, federal, state. Everybody was in on this, and the planning and coordination led to the execution of a 2-week initiative that was geared to recover these folks. Let's see if I can over 80 personnel, 25 different agencies, resulted in 9 arrests. And included recoveries potentially leading to additional future charges of human trafficking, child endangerment, and custodial interference. Endangered children missing from North Florida were also recovered not only locally, but also in other states, including Tennessee, Mississippi, and Louisiana.
My goodness.
It was the most successful missing child operation ever conducted in northern Florida because of the dedication of U.S. Marshals and law enforcement and all the partners, everybody who was involved in that. 43 endangered children will now be home safe for the holidays.
That is awesome.
The recovered children aged in ages from 1.5 to 17. This operation was not only about finding the missing children, but also providing immediate physical and psychological care to help them begin the path to healing. Wow. Mm. It shows the importance of coordinated efforts to locate missing children. They're provided with all kinds of resources now. And let's see. A 1-year-old from Leon County recovered in Baton Rouge. 17 and 1-year-old missing out of Okaloosa County recovered just outside of Jackson, Mississippi. 17-year-old missing out of Suwanee County. Recovered in Meadville, Mississippi. 13-year-old missing from Suwanee County as well. Found in Jacksonville. Was missing for 8 months. 15-year-old out of Okaloosa County, victim of non-custodial abduction. The child and abductor were located in Ocala. The adult was arrested for interference with child custody. So 43 young people are going to be much, much safer than they were previously. And they've got the resources to, help these young people along because it's traumatic.
Oh,
you better believe it.
Yeah.
All right. So that's good news.
That is.
We need some good news.
Especially going into Christmas week and all. It's like there's been enough. It's been a tough week because of things happening over last weekend. And so, definitely need some good stuff.
Yeah. And it's been one of the biggest stories. It will be one of the biggest stories of the day. The shooter's name is Claudio Manuel Navas Valente, responsible for the Brown shooting and the MIT professor's murder. And he was a Portuguese national whose last address was in Miami. And he wasn't as young as they originally thought. He's 48 years old. So there were a few things that law enforcement, you know, they eventually got it right. 7:57 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy holidays, my friends. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.